Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
I'm fine, Regina. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you here listening on High Desert Dialogue.
I know. We've just come through Thanksgiving, and it's official. It is now the Christmas season.
Yes, and I still have some leftover mashed potatoes because they're so good.
I know. They're the best, right? The leftovers.
And hope you enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving. But we're so excited because it is the end of the year, and it is Christmas season, but a lot of people have already started their shopping, so.
I know. It's just amazing that we're already at the end of the year.
I know, right? And what a year it has been, and and just a sneak peek for everybody listening, we have some very nice surprises for High Desert Dialogue in 2025.
In 2025, we're excited.
We'll be talking more about that soon.
So, since in the spirit of the Christmas season, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the community.
Yes, we are.
So I'm going to start off. I want to talk about, you know, one of the things that's really one of my favorites. And it is, believe it or not, the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade.
77th Annual?
77th wow. Annual. And it's being brought to us by the Kiwanis Club of Victorville and presented by Options for Youth. This year's parade theme, which I think is so appropriate, is winter around the world. And so everybody, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th, starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Victorville. And there'll be floats and marching bands and just our kiddos and all of that.
I believe our stations will be participating, too. And I got to participate, too, while I was in ROTC and drill team in junior high. So this parade is a big event for the High Desert. So many people come by. It's a wonderful showcase of what's so great here in the High Desert.
Yes. So we don't want anybody to miss it. Again, it's the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade, which is a Victorville tradition. And if you want more information on that, you can go to KiwanisofVictorville.com. Otherwise, we'll see you guys there on December the 7th, is it?
Yes,
December the 7th at 10 a.m.
Very awesome. And then we've got, after the parade in Victorville, the City of Victorville's tree lighting ceremony also takes place that evening in the park area. So that's also good, too. I believe that also starts at maybe at 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's 4 p.m. to 7, actually.
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of other tree lighting ceremonies happening that first week of December. The 4th Annual Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Phelan Park, on December the 8th. So that's on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. That's going on as well. And the City of Hesperia's Tree Lighting Ceremony on December 5th. So lots of cool things to get started with the holiday season here in the High Desert, usually that first week in December. And we'll have more information about these events. And we will also be out at the station. We'll be at some of those events, too, in the High Desert.
Roxanne, the town of Apple Valley, theirs is December 3rd.
Okay, so you have the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th. All week you can go to these events.
And all of this stuff is listed on these municipalities, the city's websites.
Yes.
So they can go there and find out more information. But these things are happening first week of December.
Very exciting. Also in Phelan, our friends in Phelan are having a Christmas painting class for the kids. There's like a session for ages, I think, 9 and up, and then 13 and up. And that's happening on December 7th at the Senior Center. And you do need to, RSVPs are required. And you can find out more and do that at pphcsd.org. You can find out more information about
that,
too.
Cool.
Very cool. We're going to backtrack a little bit. November 30th, they're having in Calico Ghost Town, comes alive with their Spirit of Christmas celebration. So that's pretty cool if you are heading out there. And also, one of my favorite events, too, the Barstow Community College and Victor Valley College are both having Christmas events, Christmas concerts. So Barstow Community College is having their band winter concert on December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Barstow Community College Performing Arts Center.
Which is a beautiful center.
I've taken classes from Barstow, but I've never gone to their Performing Arts Center.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So we're looking forward to that. And also, Victor Valley College will have their music department holiday concert week, a whole week of incredible concerts that are open to the public starting on December the 12th.
And that you know what, that's such a wonderful way to start a tradition if you don't have one already. But like even for me and my family, we would, especially when my son was little, every year we make it a point to go to the Victor Valley College concert, right?
A lot of people go to it because
it's like a tradition.
And like you said, it's a tradition. And they once a few years ago had like a was it the Christmas story parade or not parade, but a play.
Mm-hmm.
They had that too. And what I like about it is that Victor Valley College does so many, we've talked to them so many times in this year, and hopefully we'll do that again in the new year, but you don't have to go down the hill. This is great, great entertainment for families. A lot of people come to these concerts. We like them. So I hope to see you out there too. And it's a whole week. They have jazz one day. They've got their choir, holiday classics. So lots of good stuff right there. The dance concert. Also, too, even though it's not Christmas themed, that is happening the first weekend or the second weekend in December. And you can find out more also. We'll share that information on our community calendar. And again, you can always check out Victor Valley College's website. Lots to do. I'm going to backtrack again. I should have put this in order, but still great stuff here. The Wrightwood Mountain Holiday Celebration, November 29th through November 30th. So that's also a great event to go to.
Yes.
And don't forget, too, we want to help out families who are in need in the high desert. So our radio stations have partnered up with Fence Guys and our local McDonald's to provide a holiday season that we don't want our families who are in need not to be missed out. So we are doing that. And we're partnering up with some amazing organizations. You can drop off your donations and teen items. Cars Auto Body is also helping us out too.
Yes.
They're doing their tour drive as well.
Yes.
You can drop off your donations and get a free headlight restoration when you do that. Also, if you are shopping, you can drop off donations at Fence Guys on I Avenue in Hesperia, KJ's Auto Repair on Main Street in Hesperia, or any High Desert McDonald's location. So we're looking for kids items, teen items. If you can, please do so. And thank you for spreading that holiday cheer. Again, all these toys stay here locally in the High Desert. Cars Auto Body is doing some amazing work with their toy drive and so many other different organizations up here. High Desert Second Chance that we spoke to as well. So some good stuff happening right there.
Yeah, we just want to, you know, say thank you to all of those businesses, especially those small businesses who are opening up their doors and also opening up their wallets to help support over this holiday season to make sure that as many as possibly can be served are. That's just really special.
Yeah, and I know it's been hard. This year has been hard for many. So whatever you can donate, please do so. And then if you are shopping and about, it's always, you know, sometimes people are more prone to make burglaries and things like that. We've always talked about if you are doing your shopping, try and put your, you know, presents or your items that you bought inside your trunk. Don't let it show in the car so that's more easy to steal. But just some holiday safety tips from our sheriff's department as well.
That's great.
Also be aware of your surroundings at all times. Choose well-lit parking. Shop during the day if you can.
Yes.
And if you see something, say something. Still very important.
I think that's hugely important. If you see something, say something. Because it again is one of those things we don't really like to talk about because we're in the festive moment of the season and, you know, feeling good and all that stuff. But we have to keep our wits about us.
We have to be
realistic about the times that we live in. And so we want, especially for our kiddos, to our senior citizens and all in between, we want you to have a safe holiday season as well. So those are some really great tips, Roxanne.
Yes, yes. And if you have an event also, we love sharing this on our stations. If you have an event that's open to the public, you can always let us know about it. There's a fundraiser, another Christmas event, a lot of craft shows going on as well, school concerts. Maybe your students are doing a performance. Let us know, too, so that we can share this information with the public as well, because we love the holiday season. Colleen loves it. We've got a Christmas tree right here in the studio.
Yes.
So we are definitely in the spirit of the holiday season. But again, if you have an event, let us know. And also, if you missed any of these events, if you want to find out more, just like Regina said, you can contact and go to the city's individual websites, Facebook pages, and also our community calendars and Facebook pages. We would love to hear from you, and hope you are going to have a great holiday season.
Yes.
And again, we love it right here on El Dorado Broadcasters, our radio stations. So let's look forward to a great holiday season, Regina.
Yes, absolutely. Have the best. Make it the best. I think the most important thing is to make sure that you're spreading the love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And be safe.
Yes.
Enjoy the food. Enjoy the music. Stay tuned for some of our great interviews that we have had recorded on High Desert Dialogue. And we will talk to you soon. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
I'm fine, Regina. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you here listening on High Desert Dialogue.
I know. We've just come through Thanksgiving, and it's official. It is now the Christmas season.
Yes, and I still have some leftover mashed potatoes because they're so good.
I know. They're the best, right? The leftovers.
And hope you enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving. But we're so excited because it is the end of the year, and it is Christmas season, but a lot of people have already started their shopping, so.
I know. It's just amazing that we're already at the end of the year.
I know. Right? And what a year it has been. And we've and just a sneak peek for everybody listening, we have some very nice surprises for High Desert Dialogue in 2025.
In 2025. So we're excited.
We'll be talking more about that soon.
So, since in the spirit of the Christmas season, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the community.
Yes, we are.
So I'm going to start off. I want to talk about, you know, one of the things that's really one of my favorites. And it is, believe it or not, the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade.
77th Annual?
77th wow. Annual. And it's being brought to us by the Kiwanis Club of Victorville and presented by Options for Youth. This year's parade theme, which I think is so appropriate, is winter around the world.
Mm.
And so everybody, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th, starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Victorville. And there'll be floats and marching bands and just our kiddos and all of that.
I believe our stations will be participating, too. And I got to participate, too, while I was in ROTC and drill team in junior high. So this parade is a big event for the High Desert. So many people come by. It's a wonderful showcase of what's so great here in the High Desert.
Yes. So we don't want anybody to miss it. Again, it's the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade, which is a Victorville tradition. And if you want more information on that, you can go to KiwanisofVictorville.com. Otherwise, we'll see you guys there on December the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes.
December the 7th at 10 a.m.
Very awesome. And then we've got, after the parade in Victorville, the city of Victorville's tree lighting ceremony also takes place that evening in the park area. So that's also good, too. I believe that also starts at maybe at 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's 4 p.m. to 7, actually.
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of other tree lighting ceremonies happening that first week of December. The 4th Annual Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Phelan Park, on December the 8th. So that's on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. That's going on as well. And the City of Hesperia's Tree Lighting Ceremony on December 5th. So lots of cool things to get started with the holiday season here in the High Desert, usually that first week in December. And we'll have more information about these events. And we will also be out at the station. We'll be at some of those events, too, in the High Desert.
Roxanne, the town of Apple Valley, theirs is when December 3rd.
Okay, so you have the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th.
Right.
All week you can go to these events.
And all of this stuff is listed on these municipalities, the city's websites.
Yes.
So they can go there and find out more information. But these things are happening first week of December.
Uh-huh. Very exciting. Also in Phelan, our friends in Phelan are having a Christmas painting class for the kids. There's like a session for ages I think 9 and up, and then 13 and up, and that's happening on December 7th at the Senior Center. And you do need to, RSVPs are required, and you can find out more and do that at pphcsd.org. You can find out more information about
that's
that, too.
Cool.
Very cool. We're going to backtrack a little bit. November 30th, they're having in Calico Ghost Town, comes alive with their Spirit of Christmas celebration. So that's pretty cool if you are heading out there. And also, one of my favorite events, too, the Barstow Community College and Victor Valley College are both having Christmas events, Christmas concerts. So Barstow Community College is having their band winter concert on December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Barstow Community College Performing Arts Center.
Which is a beautiful center.
I've taken classes from Barstow, but I've never gone to their Performing Arts Center.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So we're looking forward to that. And also, Victor Valley College will have their music department holiday concert week, a whole week of incredible concerts that are open to the public starting on December the 12th.
And that you know what, that's such a wonderful way to start a tradition if you don't have one already. But like even for me and my family, we would, especially when my son was little, every year we make it a point to go to the Victorville Valley College concert, right?
A lot of people go to it because
it's like a tradition.
And like you said, it's a tradition. And they once a few years ago had like a was it the Christmas Christmas Story Parade or not parade, but a play.
Mm-hmm.
They had that too. And what I like about it is that Victor Valley College does so many, we've talked to them so many times in this year, and hopefully we'll do that again in the new year. But you don't have to go down the hill. This is great, great entertainment for families. A lot of people come to these concerts. We like them. So I hope to see you out there too. And it's a whole week. They have jazz one day. They've got their choir, holiday classics. So lots of good stuff right there. The dance concert. Also, too, even though it's not Christmas themed, that is happening the first weekend or the second weekend in December, and you can find out more also. We'll share that information on our community calendar, and again, you can always check out Victor Valley College's website. Lots to do. I'm going to backtrack again. I should have put this in order, but still great stuff here. The Wrightwood Mountain Holiday Celebration, November 29th through November 30th. So that's also a great event to go to.
Yes.
And don't forget, too, we want to help out families who are in need in the high desert. So our radio stations have partnered up with Fence Guys and our local McDonald's to provide a holiday season that we don't want our families who are in need not to be missed out. So we are doing that. And we're partnering up with some amazing organizations. Mm. You can drop off your donations and teen items. Cars Auto Body is also helping us out too.
Yes.
They're doing their tour drive as well.
Yes.
You can drop off your donations and get a free headlight restoration when you do that. Also, if you are shopping, you can drop off donations at Fence Guys on I Avenue in Hesperia, KJ's Auto Repair on Main Street in Hesperia, or any High Desert McDonald's location. So we're looking for kids items, teen items. If you can, please do so. And thank you for spreading that holiday cheer. Again, all these toys stay here locally in the High Desert. Cars Auto Body is doing some amazing work with their toy drive and so many other different organizations up here. High Desert Second Chance that we spoke to as well. So some good stuff happening right there.
Yeah, we just want to, say thank you to all of those businesses, especially those small businesses who are opening up their doors and also opening up their wallets to help support over this holiday season to make sure that as many as possibly can be served are. That's just really special.
Yeah, and I know it's been hard. This year has been hard for many. So whatever you can donate, please do so. And then if you are shopping and about, it's always, sometimes people are more prone to make burglaries and things like that. We've always talked about if you are doing your shopping, try and put your, presents or your items that you bought inside your trunk. Don't let it show in the car so that's more easy to steal. But just some holiday safety tips from our sheriff's department as well.
That's great.
Also be aware of your surroundings at all times. Choose well-lit parking. Shop during the day if you can.
Yes.
And if you see something, say something. Still very important.
I think that's hugely important. If you see something, say something. Because it is one of those things we don't really like to talk about because we're in the festive moment of the season and, feeling good and all that stuff. But we have to keep our wits about us.
We do.
We have to be realistic about the times that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want, especially for our kiddos, to our senior citizens and all in between, we want you to have a safe holiday season as well. So those are some really great tips, Roxanne.
Yes, yes. And if you have an event also, we love sharing this on our stations. If you have an event that's open to the public, you can always let us know about it. There's a fundraiser, another Christmas event, a lot of craft shows going on as
yes.
well, school concerts. Maybe your students are doing a performance. Let us know, too, so that we can share this information with the public as well, because we love the holiday season. Colleen loves it. We've got a Christmas tree right here in the studio.
Yes.
So we are definitely in the spirit of the holiday season. But again, if you have an event, let us know. And also, if you missed any of these events, if you want to find out more, just like Regina said, you can contact and go to the city's individual websites, Facebook pages, and also our community calendars and Facebook pages. We would love to hear from you, and hope you are going to have a great holiday season.
Yes.
And again, we love it right here on El Dorado Broadcasters, our radio stations. So let's look forward to a great holiday season, Regina.
Yes, absolutely. Have the best. Make it the best. I think the most important thing is to make sure that you're spreading the love,
mm-hmm.
right?
And be safe,
yes.
enjoy the food, enjoy the music. Stay tuned for some of our great interviews that we have had recorded on High Desert Dialogue, and we will talk to you soon. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
I'm fine, Regina. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all of you here listening on High Desert Dialogue.
I know, we've just come through Thanksgiving, and it's official. It is now the Christmas season.
Yes, and I still have some leftover mashed potatoes because they're so good.
I know, they're the best, right? The leftovers.
And hope you enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving, but we're so excited because it is the end of the year, and it is Christmas season, but a lot of people have already started their shopping, so.
I know. It's just amazing that we're already at the end of the year.
I know. Right? And what a year it has been. And we've and just a sneak peek for everybody listening, we have some very nice surprises for High Desert Dialogue in 2025.
In 2025. So we're excited.
We'll be talking more about that soon.
So, since in the spirit of the Christmas season, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the community.
Yes, we
right?
are.
So I'm going to start off. I want to talk about, you know, one of the things that's really one of my favorites. And it is, believe it or not, the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade.
77th annual?
77th
wow.
annual. And it's being brought to us by the Kiwanis Club of Victorville and presented by Options for Youth. This year's parade theme, which I think is so appropriate, is winter around the world.
Mm.
And so everybody, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th, starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Victorville. And there'll be floats and marching bands and just our kiddos and all of that.
I believe our stations will be participating, too. And I got to participate, too, while I was in ROTC and drill team in junior high. So this parade is a big event for the High Desert. So many people come by. It's a wonderful showcase
yes.
of what's so great here in the High Desert.
Yes. So we don't want anybody to miss it. Again, it's the 77th Annual Children's Christmas Parade, which is a Victorville tradition. And if you want more information on that, you can go to KiwanisofVictorville.com. Otherwise, we'll see you guys there on December the 7th,
mm-hmm.
is it?
Yes.
Yes, December the 7th at 10 a.m.
Very awesome. And then we've got, after the parade in Victorville, the City of Victorville's tree lighting ceremony also takes place
yes.
that evening in the park area. So that's also good, too. I believe that also starts at maybe at 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's 4 p.m. to 7,
mm-hmm.
actually.
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of other tree lighting ceremonies happening that first week of December. The 4th Annual Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Phelan Park, on December the 8th. So that's on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. That's going on as well. And the City of Hesperia's tree lighting ceremony on December 5th. So lots of cool things to get started with the holiday season here in the High Desert, usually that first week in December. And we'll have more information about these events. And we will
yeah.
also be out at the station. We'll be at some of those events, too, in
and,
the High
and
Desert.
Just, Roxanne, the town of Apple Valley. Theirs is when December 3rd.
Okay, so you have the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th.
Right.
All week you can go to these events.
And all of this stuff is listed on these municipalities, the city's website.
Yes.
So they can go there and find out more information. But these things are happening first week of December.
Uh-huh. Very exciting. Also in Phelan, our friends in Phelan are having a Christmas painting class for the kids. There's like a session for ages, I think, 9 and up and then 13 and up. And that's happening on December 7th at the Senior Center. And you do need to RSVPs are required. And you can find out more and do that at pphcsd.org. You can find out more information about
that's
that, too.
Cool.
Very cool. We're going to backtrack a little bit. November 30th, they're having in Calico Ghost Town. Comes alive with their Spirit of Christmas celebration. So that's pretty cool if you are heading out there. And also, one of my favorite events, too, the Barstow Community College and Victor Valley College are both having Christmas events, Christmas concerts. So Barstow Community College is having their band winter concert on December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Barstow Community College Performing Arts Center.
Which is a beautiful center.
I've taken classes from Barstow, but I've never gone to their Performing Arts Center.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So we're looking forward to that. And also, Victor Valley College will have their music department holiday concert week, a whole week of incredible concerts that are open to the public starting on December the 12th.
And that you know what, that's such a wonderful way to start a tradition if you don't have one already. But like even for me and my family, we would, especially when my son was little, every year we make it a point to go to the Victorville Valley College concert, right?
A lot of people go to it because
it's like a tradition.
And like you said, it's a tradition. And they once a few years ago had like a was it the Christmas Christmas Story Parade or not parade, but a play.
Mm-hmm.
They had that too. And what I like about it is that Victor Valley College does so many, we've talked to them so many times in this year, and hopefully we'll do that again in the new year. But you don't have to go down the hill. This is great, great entertainment for families. A lot of people come to these concerts. We like them. So I hope to see you out there too. And it's a whole week. They have jazz one day. They've got their choir, holiday classics. So lots of good stuff right there. The dance concert. Also, too, even though it's not Christmas themed, that is happening the first weekend or the second weekend in December, and you can find out more also. We'll share that information on our community calendar, and again, you can always check out Victor Valley College's website. Lots to do. I'm going to backtrack again. I should have put this in order, but still great stuff here. The Wrightwood Mountain Holiday Celebration, November 29th through November 30th. So that's also a great event to go to.
Yes.
And don't forget, too, we want to help out families who are in need in the high desert. So our radio stations have partnered up with Fence Guys and our local McDonald's to provide a holiday season that we don't want our families who are in need not to be missed out. So we are doing that. And we're partnering up with some amazing organizations. Mm. You can drop off your donations and teen items. Cars Auto Body is also helping us out, too.
Yes.
They're doing their tour drive as well.
Yes.
You can drop off your donations and get a free headlight restoration when you do that. Also, if you are shopping, you can drop off donations at Fence Guys on I Avenue in Hesperia, KJ's Auto Repair on Main Street in Hesperia, or any High Desert McDonald's location. So we're looking for kids items, teen items. If you can, please do so. And thank you for spreading that holiday cheer. Again, all these toys stay here locally in the High Desert. Cars Auto Body is doing some amazing work with their toy drive and so many other different organizations up here. High Desert Second Chance that we spoke to as well. So some good stuff happening right there.
Yeah, we just want to, you know, say thank you to all of those businesses, especially those small businesses who are opening up their doors and also opening up their wallets to help support over this holiday season to make sure that as many as possibly can be served are. That's just really special.
Yeah, and I know it's been hard. This year has been hard for many. So whatever you can donate, please do so. And then if you are shopping and about, it's always, you know, sometimes people are more prone to make burglaries and things like that. We've always talked about If you are doing your shopping, try and put your, you know, presents or your items that you bought inside your trunk. Don't let it show in the car, so that's more easy to steal. But just some holiday safety tips from our sheriff's department as well.
That's great. Yeah.
Also be aware of your surroundings at all times. Choose well-lit parking. Shop during the day if you can.
Yes.
And if you see something, say something. Still very important. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.